If he says, hey, can I just have a word with you? If Bruce says that,
oh, shit.
No, hang on.
No, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Writing a phone call.
See, I might have to sack myself if we had another wooden spoon.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, we've got the crew back together, and I'm so excited to talk about this. Port Adelaide beat a top eight side. You beauty.
Hey.
The Crows were absolutely woeful. They were shocking, but did play a good side. We'll
shocking.
Get the boys to tell us all about that. You were.
You didn't even watch it.
Roo swore during the commentary.
That's a disgrace.
He did.
Oh. Again, Ditz.
Oh, no.
That is a disgrace. Before we start talking football, can I just say to you, Rupert, and to you, Bernie Vince, that our boy Ditz looks stunning with that short haircut. You
out.
Look fantastic.
Oh,
you went to your barber and he gave you a number three.
Yeah, we got it
you
wrong.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
It was an accident. He didn't want that. He asked for haircut. Haircut number three, not number three.
Yeah.
Once he'd started, it was
too
late.
I've got to buy a beanie like you, Jar. It's a bit cold.
You look like a criminal.
You
a bit
look
fresh.
Good.
Thank you.
All you need is a neck tattoo. And you'll
get
fit
a
in well.
Crown.
Yeah, I'm getting that today.
He's signing up with the Gypsy Jokers.
Oh, he's gone.
Comancheros were there, darling.
Comancheros, yeah, they're there.
Anyway, they're fighting for my services.
Well, you look good, Ditz, anyway.
Sergeant at Arms, Chris Dittmer.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, Kate be happy when you get a cuddle tonight?
She used the word criminal. She looked at me yesterday and she said, you look like a criminal.
Well, you probably are.
Anyway, come on, let's talk about Port Adelaide.
Come on.
Getting better each week. It's just starting to
getting
build,
better.
Build,
you fell
and
in.
Build.
You GWS were in front in the last quarter.
We played with them. We actually thrashed them. We just
did you?
Yeah,
we were losing in the last quarter. What, you're just mucking around.
We were. We were a bit. Well, it leads me to the point. We've talked about the forward line, the tall forward line. Robbie Gray will come back in a week or two.
Mm.
Who does he leave out?
Look,
tough one.
Marshall's not getting a game in my final shot.
So you're dumping.
But he's played
Marshall.
Better. He has been
better. He has
better,
been better.
But still not enough, I reckon.
Yeah, better against the sides when you're winning.
Roo, we've said this for a long time now. And he's been in worse form when we thought, nah, he's definitely got to go out this week. And he just doesn't go out. So he's not going to go out now when he's actually back in some okay form.
Can't drop
guess Adams. What, though?
You can't
when
drop
they get
Adams.
Knocked out in the finals, we'll all go, oh, yeah, you know, I should have played.
Ditch, you can't drop Adams.
Laddams might go out. Who else is
going
to go out?
Going, Roo. Who's he going to drop then?
Dumb decision.
Marshall.
But he won't.
He won't play Laddams. If you don't play Laddams, who's going to ruck? Charlie Dixon's on one
Adelaide.
Bloody leg.
Yeah, but
you can't throw Chuck in there.
One ruckman. You're not going to put a leer in. You're not going to play one ruckman in the finals.
But I think what we're saying, though, all of us agree with you. We all agree with you, but he's not going to do that. We've seen
that
before.
That's why I'm telling you, when they get knocked out, we'll go, he's stuffed up.
Wow.
And I might be wrong.
I agree.
They might go the whole way through and win the flag, and I might have a double yoker on my face, but I just reckon you can't play that many tools.
No, and it seems that all the experts are saying the same thing, whatever show I watch or, you know, whatever commentary I listen to. But if he does play all of them, and obviously you get towards the better weather in September, but can you move the side around so that someone from somewhere else misses out and you bring Robbie Gray in? So
still
are you shuffling
too many tools, Diz? It's not about
what inside forward 50 or in the whole side. So you got Laddams, Georgiades,
Marshall,
and Dixon.
Dixon, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so Lyser. You can't. They're playing four.
Look, you can play. I just wouldn't. But Ken,
does any other team
something we
what other team?
West
what's
Coast
the tallest,
very tall.
What's the tallest?
West Coast
they've got Oscar
Eagles.
Allen, Darling, Kennedy,
and they played Nat Nui, and for a long time they played Vardy.
Mm.
But they don't.
The
do that.
Ideal
they don't
balance
do that
of a forward line is you would have two key forwards, a mobile forward, and three fast little speedy Gonzalez small forwards who apply pressure.
Well, they've got those.
That's your balance.
But Georgiades plays good on
as
the ground
the mobile,
as well.
Yeah, as the mobile forward.
Yep.
And Marshall's not slow, and Laddams is not slow, and that's maybe their argument that they're all pretty good on the ground.
So who else misses out if Motlop comes in as well?
Poor gee,
because he'd be up for selection shortly. There's
well,
two quality players.
He's sort of on the edge anyway, I think, when you've when
does
you're
a Berg,
full strength.
A Bergman miss out?
No.
I think he's going well. But
it's a good
well.
Position
it's a good problem to
be in.
Have.
It's a great problem to have.
McKenzie is keeping Cleary out of the side.
Yep.
I like McKenzie.
He can't drop McKenzie.
Weeks.
He's been good.
Well, he can't.
Could the Crows chase Cleary? Because you're going to nick off Talia. You're going to flick him out of the door.
What would you... Why did you say that?
Well, we haven't offered him a contract.
I can just see the cogs ticking over in Roo's head there. Hang on, I didn't think I haven't thought of that. Oh, what a bloody good idea
like
that
Cleary.
Was. Just,
I like Tommy Cleary.
Him too. And
McKenzie has been playing some super footy too.
But he gets dropped a bit, Cleary, doesn't he? Has the last couple of years.
Mm. What's the knock on him?
Don't know.
I don't think there is, Rupert.
He was injured all this year. Came back for one game and got left out.
That's bizarre, wasn't it?
I don't think there is a knock on him. You just got too many options. Good defenders.
Got his face smashed in, didn't he?
Yeah, broke his jaw. He's out for five weeks.
I really feel sorry for him because he did nothing wrong, but got his jaw smashed.
Well, I'd be making a phone call to his manager.
And he was one game back in after missing 5 or 6 weeks. You're not going to be best on ground.
Was when they played those too many tall defenders. Though.
Yeah, and then straight out. So, but in saying that, McKenzie's been great. So I like rewarding players that come in and perform.
Mm. You know what you got to do though.
What's that, Rupert?
Break his jaw.
Whack on the training track.
Run through someone.
Weak. Well, like the old man. Oh, sorry about that.
Nah, but Port Adelaide picked up another 4 points. Did so tracking nicely
against a top eight side. Just finished that sentence.
They're not top eight.
They were in the top eight on the weekend.
Don't count.
For 1 week.
We're not counting that, Roo, are we? Now they're clutching at straws.
Bloody hell. Everybody's eating now. I don't count whenever anyone's in the eight the past five years.
I think Riley Bonner's been good for the last 3 weeks. Played. Been critical of him earlier in the year.
Change your tune.
No, you praise him when they deserve it.
You caned him enough 3 weeks ago.
And he's lifted. He's lifted.
I reckon, actually, you should do that to more players because you used to hate Carl Amon. Now he's your best player.
No. I've never hated Carl Amon.
Did you hate Carl Amon?
He's not ready.
Be fair, because people listen to this. I never said that.
How do you think I feel when they talk about Taylor?
I never said this.
Yeah, you got
him. I said you cannot play all of those blokes in the same side and win a premiership.
You said those types of players. Amon was hopeless about 3 years ago.
I never did.
No, you that's harsh. No,
I've never
ever said
did say that. No.
I'm with Ditch.
Ditch is all good.
I said there are a certain type of player.
Yes.
You can't play.
But you didn't name any
type of outside running player.
He's changed, I reckon, the way he plays. He's hardened up. And he puts his head over the footy a lot more than what he used to.
I acknowledge that. No, Roo, you put
his
head
He's harder than I thought.
You're being unfair.
Just before we move on to Crows, two players, Hamish Hartlett and Sam Palpepper. Where are they at?
Oh, Sam Palpepper, I think, will be fine. Hamish Hartlett, that's a good question. Gee.
Out
vice captain of the side.
Yes. I reckon I said that what's happened? Last year. I don't even reckon he's in your best side.
Oh, no.
Don't you?
Well, I love Hammer. He's a very important player. I like Hamish too,
but you've always had a fair few halfbacks.
Because Ryan Burton's taken his spot, hasn't he? Because you've got Darcy Byrne-Jones.
He's playing well, Ryan Burton.
He's been fantastic, Burts. Beautiful leg.
Yep.
He's getting a good run at it. He's normally comes in for 2 weeks and he's out for one, and he's had a good run at it, and he's important to that side.
Can Port win the flag?
Ask you.
Who are you asking?
I think they can.
Everyone.
I think they can.
You know, if they finish in that top four and get a double chance, I reckon it's anyone's.
So I think they have to win the last three games to get the double chance. And they play the Western
Bulldogs.
If they
get in there, then Roo, ask that question in 4 weeks.
One game clear in the four from Sydney.
Yeah.
Have a look who Sydney play.
Who do they play?
Where they got? I think they've got all winning games, haven't they?
There's no such thing as
why would you say that?
Banking winning games in this competition. But
who would have thought Freo would have beaten Richmond on the
Sydney
weekend?
Sydney play St Kilda?
I picked them.
Oh, did you? Okay.
This is who Sydney play. St Kilda?
Yeah. Tick.
Well, you never know.
No,
St Kilda.
St Kilda can beat them. They're shot.
They can beat them.
They're shot.
The Crows beat them. So you think Sydney
won't. Geez, anyone can beat us, right?
North Melbourne the next week?
Nah, don't. They're my side now, North Melbourne.
They're actually
going okay. I reckon they might be North this week. North will beat Richmond this week. Sorry, and then they play the Gold Coast.
There's three winnable games, aren't they?
Is that what I said?
You did, Rupert.
Yeah, okay.
Well, every game's winnable and every game's losable.
Oh,
who do Port play? They got the Bulldogs and then the two others are shoo-ins, are they?
Oh, they play the Crows.
That's home. And Carlton.
I reckon they'll just miss their final.
All right, how did you see the Crows' performance on the weekend? They played the best side.
Well, this sums it up, I think.
Oh, look at the work there for Berry. Great stuff. Intercepted the handball and kicked it inside attacking 50. But it's a wayward kick and Scott picks it off.
How many of these forwards are going to play from behind? If I was the coach here, I'd be losing my marbles.
You know, when you're a supporter, Roo, as well, you got to make sure you don't swear into the mic.
Sideways handball.
Did I swear then?
So you get a bit frustrated there, Roo.
Well, they were taking opposition marks repeatedly inside forward 50. And I was getting frustrated too, but I had a bit more control than what Rui had.
First time I've done that in 14 years of commentating.
I know you have.
Did you get a phone call from any of the bosses? Or?
Well, no. This is, I wrote this down, Ditz. Western Bulldogs were too much class, too much talent. Doggies have got the best midfield group in the competition. Well, that'd be fair. All right. Midfield, we got smashed. Western Bulldogs dominated on the outside of the contest. Now, forward 50, the forward line, only 13 tackles were laid. James Rowe, one tackle. McHenry, 5 tackles, so you tick him off. Murphy, 2 tackles, out. Tex, no tackles.
Murphy, out.
Yeah, Tex, no tackles. Tom Lynch, 3 tackles. Fogg, 2 tackles. Himmelberg, no tackles. So if you want to play the game in your half, front half, that area's got to improve.
Himmelberg played all right.
But no tackles.
No, he's a big boy.
Well,
I thought Tex was a bit down on our foot on the weekend. I know he kicked 2 goals, but he...
And the worst tackling side in the competition is the Adelaide Crows. Terrible technique. Attitude to tackling is an issue. 58 tackles for the whole game.
Yeah, what is with... We've never been a great tackling side.
What is it? Well, I don't know what...
And until we change that, the good teams are good tackling teams. I think we still finals, that's when it really ramps up. So
need a bit more speed in the side, full stop, to tackle a bit more.
But I'm talking about the forward line. Sloaney, no tackles. He's the captain.
That's a surprise.
He played a very good game. And he's got an attitude to tackle.
Well, he has.
He has,
but I didn't see it on Saturday against the
Bulldogs.
Yeah,
but it's not because he didn't want to tackle or didn't try his guts out.
He does try his guts out every week, but...
Because on the other hand, you know, Laird had 10 tackles, and I didn't think he played a very good game other than the last quarter. He had a good game, a good quarter.
So anyway, they blooded up to 15 players in the last 2 years, Byrne. So you're going to get top of these results against a quality side like the Bulldogs. So
I thought Himmelberg and Fogarty were right up for it. I thought Tex just had a bad day.
Tex had a bad day.
Do you remember our little bet last week about the best and fairest? Did Riley O'Brien get 3 votes on the weekend?
Yes, he did, Ditz.
Thank you.
Yep. Hey, Ditz, I was with you.
Yeah, I was with you. Mm-hmm.
He's got a big heart, O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's got a big heart.
Yours? Are you happy to say you made a mistake there?
Not at all.
Bigger heart than yours?
What do you mean?
No, there's only one far lap.
Yeah, and it was a
terrible
horse.
Performance. Not up to it. Look, Riley O'Brien's not an AFL ruckman, to be quite honest with you.
No, he's
not. And he's a lovely young man, but he's not up to this standard of football.
Get that egg off
your face. We had him on the rush hour one day. Remember we did it live from the cassette?
Too.
And you actually said that to him. Your first question off the top.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any other positions you can play? Because I don't think you're an AFL ruckman. I'm thinking, oh my God.
You didn't say
that. That's what he said. And I'll go... Not sure, Rob, where we go from here, but how are you feeling after that first question?
That is
you whacked him between the eyes straight up. You said he's not a ruckman to his face.
Is that harsh?
That's harsh.
That's actually, a disgrace.
Have you been, no wonder he hadn't been back on.
Kidnapped by the Russian army or something? Do they give you truth serum under a spell or something? You just have to blurt it out, do you?
Anyway.
Now, Phil Thorpe.
Yeah, where is he?
Why is he taking so long to come back?
What's happened?
Well, you can't.
Cotton wool.
Well, hang on.
No, you just spoke about the lack of tackling in the forward line. You can't play Himmelberg, Fogarty, Tex, and Phil Thorpe in the same forward line. So he was injured. He had that sternum issue. So he might be back in the showdown. Who knows?
All right. I want to play a grab from Graham Corns on 7 News earlier in the week about the Crows playing in Ballarat.
Now, I know footballers have to be prepared to play anywhere these days, but playing this game in Ballarat was a farce. The AFL would never ask Collingwood or Richmond to play on a country ground. Still, there are no excuses. The Crows were simply outclassed. And unfortunately, the Bulldogs wanted it more.
I agree with him. He's absolutely
spot on,
right.
Stud.
Now, the modern player will say, and we asked Tex about this, Rue, on our show. He said, you got to play where you're told and you got to play where you want to. They don't send Collingwood to these grounds. No. They don't send Richmond there or Essendon.
It's not because of the ground, though. It's because of the crowd sizes. That's all it's got to do with.
What's that got to do with it?
Because the Crows are never going to...
There aren't any crowds, Rue.
There is no crowds, mate.
Well,
yeah, but they were always banked to play there.
No.
They're making the games up as they go at the moment.
Mm.
A la Port Adelaide last weekend. You can play anywhere.
Yeah, but wind can happen anywhere. There's
Ballarat.
Nothing wrong with the ground.
In the middle of in the winter, please.
So Adelaide have got to fly all the way to Melbourne and then travel all the way to Ballarat. Well, Collingwood
all
live
the
there.
Way.
Well, it's
how
hour and
far
a bit.
Is it, Boone?
Hour and a bit.
Still
well,
in Boone.
Yeah, exactly.
Cornsey's right. They wouldn't send Collingwood or Richmond.
I totally agree with Stud.
Port Adelaide had to play there last year before.
And what happened?
Well, they beat the Western Bulldogs, but why are we going to these country venues?
Yeah, I'm with Studley. Well said,
what about going to Tasmania? But
That's not a country venue.
Canberra. What's the difference?
Just on this route, I know you're all about making money every day of the week.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
But you've got a long-term view as well. That's their home ground.
I told you this quote from Eddie Maguire. It's one of the most disgraceful things I've heard since I've been involved watching footy. They played in Canberra one year. He came straight out after the game and said, Collingwood will never, ever play in Canberra again. It's a farce. It's a joke. Mm. So, in other words, Eddie's saying, oh, 17 other clubs can play there, but we're not.
Yeah, well, that's
it. Either we're all in this together or we're not.
Spot on.
It's totally unfair.
Yeah, I'm not with you.
And it's a bit like... No, but why aren't you then?
Why? What do you mean? I don't get your point. There's nothing wrong with Ballarat.
If you want to promote the game...
It was just windy there on the weekend.
If you want to promote the game, send Collingwood and Richmond and teams like that to these places so you fill the joint... And you're actually, Eddie, you're doing a bit for the game. You're doing a bit for the football, not just for the Collingwood Football Club. That is
well
what my
said.
Point is.
Well
I can
said.
Understand that bit, but there's plenty of reasons why they don't send them down to Geelong.
Every year, St Kilda play Fremantle and Hawthorn play Fremantle in Tasmania. Play bloody Collingwood down there. Promote the game.
What are the cost of $500,000? That goes back
go
to fund
back to
clubs
what,
that need
I
the
go
money.
Go back to what you just
keeping
said.
Surviving.
You think it's about making money every single day.
No, I don't think it's about the long...
Well, you're just saying it.
Well, it's responsible. Why would you keep 30,000 people out of a game of football when you don't have to?
Because it's promoting the game for the long term, not for today.
I think we're arguing.
Send Collingwood
to differ on
Gold
that
Coast
one.
Every year.
Yeah.
What?
Send Collingwood to the Gold Coast every year. Promote the game where they're trying to promote it.
They do sometimes. Collingwood play on the Gold Coast.
Well... Not all the time.
Not all the time, but they do play up there.
Because they play 17 times in Melbourne.
And one man that it is always goes missing when it...
But those five games other than the 12 are just other Melbourne sides they play against it.
But no, I know that.
But you're not... Anyway,
no
end of the day, it's
on the
about
weekend.
The whole competition and pulling their weight. That's what it should be. Every club should be playing all over the country. Doesn't matter if it's at bloody
and
Elizabeth
the money,
Oval.
The money that those extra clubs make actually goes back to support the other clubs anyway.
Now, with the Clarkson story, sacked coaches.
What about anyway, you, Rupert?
Blighty didn't really get sacked. He just had enough.
Enough.
And right. Then Ayrsey.
That's three.
Yeah, I had a bit to do with Ayrsey leaving. He left at the
Did
bye.
You?
Yeah. Just needed to... We needed a
refresher.
What about Craigie?
I was there with Craigie finishing.
Just on the airs thing, sorry. So when you say you had a bit to do with it, do you want to divulge how it unfolded?
Nothing in a bad way.
You just thought it was time?
I think we all the leadership group thought it was time and we needed to go in a different direction.
So how do you go about that? Do you front the board or the
president? I went to the CEO, Stephen Trigg, at the time and said, I reckon we should perhaps do something at the bye. That way we get a couple of weeks to work out everything that you got to work out over the bye and who to put in place. So that's what happened.
How were you going at the time? Were you ordinary or were you really bad?
We were going just okay.
What, 13th?
Oh, I can't remember. But mid-table.
Rue, it's intriguing then when something like that happens, and say with Clarkson now, so many people leave clubs on a sour note. So what's it like now if you run into Gary Ayres? I mean, does he understand or does he...
I don't really run into him, but I don't dislike the bloke.
No.
I just knew we could do better. And you know what? Craigie stepped in and we were minor premiers the next year with the exact same team.
Well,
and that was my beef for the few years prior to that. We'd went 11th to 8th to 6th to 4th under Ayrsey. And I said, Triggy, I think we can do better. And he said, well, look at the graph. It looks fantastic. I said, yeah, the graph could be going even better than that.
Right.
So that was how it happened.
All right.
You don't like criticism. But anyway, how many did you sack under your tutelage at...
Well,
so you got rid of Craig.
He was making. Nah. Well, Ayrsey was one of
you
them.
You got rid of Ayrsey.
He sacked Ayrsey's him.
The only...
You got rid of Dom Pike.
He was sacking him while he's playing.
Who else you get rid of?
Don't talk rubbish.
Sando.
Don't talk rubbish.
Sando he got.
Sando.
Yeah. He needed to go.
I did have something to do with that. That was it.
That was a good call.
Anyway, if you see Rue walking towards you, just look the other way.
If he says, hey, can I just have a word with you? If Rue says that,
no.
Oh, shit.
No. Hang on.
No, I'm busy. I'm
making a phone call.
I might have to sack myself if we had another wooden spoon.
I thought you'd never say it, Rue.
I thought you'd never go there.
Righto. Yes. You've been listening to the bump. Enjoy your week at footy. We'll do it all again next week.
Hey, Rue, can we just have a word?
Rue, but we need to say. Will you step down?